Thanks, Cappy. That gives a new meaning to Tidy Bowl in my view. Hi, this is Steve. I'm the Education Director with Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm here with Lydia Saldana, Communications Division Director. Welcome, Lydia.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Lydia, what does a Communications Division Director at Parks and Wildlife do?
Well, you know, I ask myself that a lot. I heard my daughter one time telling somebody what I did, and she told them that I went to meetings a lot.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, I oversee the communications, education, and outreach function. That includes products like the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine that I hope many of the audience is familiar with. We have a PBS television show. We do video news reports. We've got a radio show called Passport to Texas. And I also oversee the education and outreach functions, including hunter ed and boater ed, conservation education that includes webcasts just like this, as well as outreach. And I hope many of the audience is familiar with Wildlife Expo, which is our signature outreach event, which happens the first, Saturday and Sunday of every
October. Yeah.
That's correct. We also focus our attention on priority issues. And, of course, our priority issue right now is water.
Water, water, water.
Absolutely.
How do you take a complex, hot, growing issue like water and communicate that to where people understand it and, more importantly, conserve it?
It is a very complex issue, and I think that is probably the biggest challenge. One of the things that our agency brings to the table, as it were, is a lot of complex information, and our job is to translate into English and make sure that folks understand, you know, what the information is and what it means. I think the other challenge for us is communicating or making people understand why should they care about this issue. Most people, when they turn the tap on, they really don't think about it, and our job is to hopefully get that message across of why should they care about this issue. And I think the other challenge is just making people understand that it's your personal responsibility to learn about the issue and to do everything you can to conserve water.
That water doesn't just come from a tap
right.
or something like that. What specific strategies does Texas Parks and Wildlife use beyond the magazine and the television show? What specific strategies are you looking to use to communicate the message water?
Well, one of our major strategies is to use all of our communication tools, and we've made a commitment at the magazine. We're producing for the next couple of years an issue on water every single July. The State of Water was first. We did the State of Bays last year. We're now doing the State of Rivers. We've done a one-hour documentary already. We're in production on a second one, and we're using every tool that we have at our fingertips to get that message out. Also, partnerships are very important, and we're working with many of our conservation partners to get that message out as far and wide as we can.
What do you think Texas's greatest challenge is communicating water, especially as we deal with high school kids and newer I guess a huge population boom in the next 20 years?
Well, the biggest challenge, and I've got kids at home, is just the competition for attention. And that is, I mean, you turn the TV on, there's 500 channels to watch, increasing media outlets, so much is demanding your attention. So I think that's the biggest challenge there, is cutting through the clutter. I think the other issue is the stakes are very, very high. You know, we are communicating information in a very objective way, and I think in a very comprehensive way, but the stakes are very high, and I think we're going to see in the next coming years communication coming from other sources where perhaps the message isn't quite as objective. So that's going to be a challenge as well.
Just like that struggle for blue water that we saw here,
right.
I guess we're going to all be competing for that one droplet of water.
Absolutely.
What are some of the careers in communications that especially help the language arts, graphic mm-hmm. arts students know about possibilities, potential careers with the department or with any communications medium?
Well, I mean, I can't stress enough the ability to write and pay attention in your language arts classes. It's very important. One of the things that we look for here at Parks and Wildlife is people that have the ability to write. Certainly, I began my career as a reporter. And we've got video producers on staff, we have writers, we have web developers, radio, graphic artists, education experts, of course, and a big foundation of that is the ability to write. And that means read. So read and write. That's going to help you in your
You mean career. That actually comes back and
yeah,
helps you?
Yeah, that's actually helpful.
Gosh.
I don't know about that physics stuff, but, you know, the writing is important.
Hey, I like that physics stuff. Any last thoughts about communicating the water message?
Well, I guess I would close by saying that I think those of us in the Communications Division at Parks and Wildlife feel very fortunate to be taking our skills and abilities and expertise and to be focusing it on these important conservation messages.
Well, we're proud of the work you do, Lydia, for the department, and thank you for your time this morning. Now we're going to turn it back over to Steve Campbell, and he's got a special guest for us.